I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A major terrorist group that's petrified our globe for the last few years seems to be losing momentum. But that doesn't mean our prayers should. And do you want to know an easy way to make a positive impact this Easter? Well, stay tuned. In just a few moments, we'll share how to reach kids in Russia with hope and healing. But for our first story, there may be a glimmer of hope in the Middle East. Recent articles have reported that the Islamic State seems to be shrinking as its revenues on the decline. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
I think on the world stage, yes. I don't think ISIS is perceived as being as scary today as it was, 2 years ago. Today, as I said, they're being pushed back in northern Iraq. They are seen as less influential, less powerful in Syria. And I think the world is saying, okay, perhaps these guys can be defeated militarily. Perhaps they're not as scary as we thought they were.
Admittedly, there is still a long way to go. Violence is still rampant, especially against Christians.
One of the things that we are watching closely is that there have been a number of murders of Christians, particularly in the northern Sinai region in Egypt. ISIS has taken credit for some of them, most of them, and so they are putting feet to their words. They are doing actions against Christians.
So would you keep these believers in your prayers? I mean, pray especially for boldness for Coptic Christians in Egypt. Pray that the civilians wouldn't give in to despair and that the terrorists would come to know the peace of Christ. And normally, news out of Pakistan isn't filled with hope, but today it is, along with the gospel. FMI's Bruce Allen.
Actually, it kind of connects with the threat of terrorism that has been a part of so many stories lately coming out of Pakistan, because it's an area where that's a hotbed for terrorism. The Pakistani government is considering other ways to help eradicate terrorism from their own soil. One of the things that has just happened Thursday, March 2nd, Pakistan's federal cabinet approved in principle recommendations of the federally administered Tribal Areas Reforms Committee, known by the acronym FATA, F-A-T-A. It is not a province of Pakistan, but it is land that is held by Pakistan. The recommendations, the merger that the cabinet approved, included the merger of these tribal areas with the province that already exists that borders that region, called Khyber Pakhtunkhwa.
Now, the gospel has essentially been barred from entering the Fatah area, but this merger could open doors, and FMI can help area Christians learn how to live out the gospel. And finally, it's been nearly 13 years since terrorists took over a school in Beslan, Russia, and killed over 330 people. In response to that tragedy, SOAR International stepped in with a local church to bring surviving kids a message of healing through their Baskets of Hope project. But over the years, that project has shown many children in orphanages and hard situations that they are loved. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says,
every year when we do this, there is always a new child we meet or see or get to talk to. A child whose life has had who knows how many horrors in it, who has never truly experienced any love.
The baskets contain necessities, toys, snacks, and a Bible. And it's a chance for you to make an eternal difference this Easter.
It has morphed into a way in which we can come alongside the churches there, but also give where the churches in Russia can't at this point in time, and bless the kids in a way that is really, really special for them.
If you want to sponsor either a basket or a Bible, go to missionnews.org where you can find the links to get started. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.